The end of the workout playlist. Thanks for joining us as always. But I have a very special treat for you tonight. With me here is my mom. Mom, say hi.
Hello, audience.
And here's what we're going to do for a little bit. I want you, in the Meguka thread, to post your waifu. And my mom is going to comment on what she thinks of your waifu. Everyone's saying hello to you right here. You can see their posts in this thread. So, guys, if you're on Meguka right now, post your waifu. Okay. So here's the first girl that somebody posted. What do you think of her? Her name is Megumi, or Megumin.
I think she looks like a beautiful girl.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the theme, but what more do you think?
The colors and the contrast of the picture is gorgeous. Her style.
There you go.
Her style.
Try speaking to the mic a little bit more.
I like her style. I like the coloring of her style. And
well, what about it?
The Japanese.
Well, they're all Japanese look, but like what specifically appeals to you here?
That's the way she's cuddling and holding the cat.
Okay.
That be a cat?
You like witch girls, right? She's got my witch hat on.
Oh, I love witches. Yes, it was just Halloween, our favorite holiday.
All right, let's see. Who else is posting what? Okay, here's a good one. This chick.
I like this one.
Kanbaru, her name is.
She looks like she's a warrior. She has the spirit of fire, and she's ready to conquer anything that's going to attack.
Good. Okay. All right. Let's see. I hope the music's not overpowering our voices. There we go. That ought to help.
Crank them.
Okay, how about now? Hopefully it's not clipping or anything. Here's another one.
Well, this one's a little different from the warrior. She has a stick.
This is the Soul Eater chick now, guys. Continue.
Soul Eater chick.
The name of the show she's from is called Soul Eater.
Well, she does have some spirit in her, but she looks like she's more of a schoolgirl type look.
Okay, anything else that jumps out at you? What's your initial impressions?
The big eyes and the look of suspense inside her.
Okay.
Intonation. Now that one is very nice.
Her name is Coco.
Well, she just fits in perfect for last night's full moon. She represents the fire and the moon stars. And I see the electrifying spirit coming right from her soul.
No need to be stiff, Mom. Oops.